This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed.
Here's contributing writer Rosa Parks with her story on heroin.
Students who are looking for cheaper alternatives to opioid prescription drugs, which treat severe pain, are turning to heroin, which they have easy access to and can get for cheap. 4 out of 5 heroin users first started out with using prescription drugs, according to Why Suburban Teens Are More at Risk for Heroin Use on Narcanon.org. Opioid pain medications can often be taken too long or frequently, causing an opioid use disorder. Browning also said, "Anyone is at risk for heroin use. It cuts all socioeconomic boundaries, race, gender, age, sexual orientation, religion, economic class, etc. Heroin is everywhere."
Here is online editor Caroline Fellows with her story.
Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death among 15 to 20-year-olds, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. Although the percentage of crashes has decreased, safety for teenage drivers remains a critical issue, which could be resolved through a driver's education course. Edgar Snyder, an associate's law firm, reported that teens make up the largest percentage of distracted drivers, with 56% admitting to talking on the phone while driving, while 13% admitting to texting while driving. Texting while driving is banned for people 21 years and younger in Missouri, but still many teens engage in the activity. Students who text while driving are more likely to not always wear their seatbelts, ride with a driver who's been drinking, and drink alcohol and drive, according to the Center of Disease Control and Prevention's Youth Risk Behavior Survey in 2011. In reference to teen crashes, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration conducted a survey which revealed that the lack of surveillance, driving too fast for conditions, and distracted driving account for almost half of teen crashes. In addition, the risk of 16 or 17-year-old drivers being killed in a crash increases with each additional teenage passenger in the vehicle, with a 44% risk increase with one passenger, double the risk with two passengers, and quadruple the risk with three or more passengers. While these are symptoms of a lack of maturity in teenage drivers, a state-certified driver's education class will address necessary precautionary measures for teenage drivers. A teen may glance through the driver's manual to pass a written permit test and be able to recognize common road signs, but a driver's education class may cover material that will not be included in the manual. An additional benefit to taking a local course is that students may receive additional area-specific instruction in driving on the highway, driving through busy urban streets, and driving through inclement weather, as well as lower insurance rates.
This has been another publication of The Echo. Thank you for tuning in. To find out more information about The Echo, search wgecho.com for our website. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is interviewed. Join us for another Echo podcast next week.